time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. Not too bad. A little warmer this morning than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Still chilly outside, though, below freezing. 28 degrees right now here in town. So it's a cool morning outside. Going to be pretty consistent, though, this week, it looks like, with the weather forecast. Temperatures in like the upper 30s into about the mid-40s. Throughout much of this week, so pretty seasonable temps if you're wondering what things are going to be like outside here. Kendall Warren's in the studio with us this morning as we get her started today. He'd like to tell us what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got in a used portable dishwasher. Got four used side-by-sides, two of them practically new. One used two-door refrigerator with top freezer and front ice or front cold water dispenser in excellent condition. Use two-door refrigerator bottom freezer. Have one of those to select from with a new compressor. Use gas and electric clothes dryers. Do have one used automatic washer. Maytag in very good condition. And two used front-load washers with matching dryers. And one used Maytag drying center in like new condition. Got gas and electric water heaters. We deliver, install, of course, haul the old heater away. And, of course, do take care of the service after the sale. Some good discounts if you choose to pick that water heater up, take it home, and do that install job yourselves. Gas and electric ranges by Maytag Whirlpool and Man LG, Frigidaire and Estate, freestanding on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special orders, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, and range hoods. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, Frigidaire, built-in and convertible portable. Got some excellent buys on some closeout models. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I wanted to visit just a little bit this morning. Didn't have a chance because this came out so quickly during the, very late afternoon hours yesterday and then early this morning. But the local authorities here, coming from the Atlantic Police Department, have been warning folks about being careful on your computers these days. You know, they're... With the advent of all this technology that surrounds us every day, there are so many more ways for folks to separate us from our finances anymore, and it doesn't take a whole lot, it seems like, anymore for folks to get in. There are some people that can, you know, just go your entire life and never really have any issues at all with some of this stuff, but then when it does happen to someone, yikes, it can get quite painful. But there's a scam that's been going on. It's nothing new. It's been going on for a while, but it seems to be catching quite a bit of steam again here lately that involves cyber threat, and it comes through your emails. Now, what it does primarily is it seems to be targeting businesses and pretty much anyone that does a lot of ACH transactions from their computers. Now, you know, a lot of us do a lot of that type of thing, whether it's paying our credit card bills and other bills and things over the internet, whether it's you know, taking care of all of your bank accounts and things with your businesses and what have you. It's so much easier anymore to not have to do paper trails all over the place and just be able to do everything electronically. Now, while those systems are all largely secure, there are ways for folks to get that information and get in there. You know, these days a lot of computers don't even ask you anymore when you type in passwords and things if you'd like to save them. A lot of times it's just done for you automatically, so you have to be a little bit careful about these types of things. Well, there's an email that's been bouncing around, and it's folks are being advised not to open emails on a computer that is also maybe the one that you use in your company to do ACH transactions unless you know where that email has come from. Now, primarily the email comes out, and in the subject line, what it's saying is things like, you know, that there's your ACH transaction has been canceled, or it may just say canceled ACH transaction. If you see that in your email address subject line, it might be best just to go ahead and delete that. Don't do anything with it. Don't open it. Don't look at it. Don't check any attachments that might be with it. There's another email that's been coming around that claims to be from the IRS, and it's asking you for different types of information. Now, it should pretty much go standard practice that if you, for example, get an email that would be claiming to be from the IRS that asks you for things like maybe your federal tax ID number, well, you shouldn't necessarily need to give it anyway because the IRS is the one who issued your federal tax ID number, so it really shouldn't be necessary for them to ask you for it. But You know, all kinds of things like that can bounce around. So be aware of these types of things. These emails, what they do is they give different types of cyber thieves access to the routing numbers in your computer, and then they can actually allow them to reroute ACH transactions. So instead of routing some of them to you or your vendors, they might be routing them to themselves. And it's nothing really new, but it's come back again, and it seems to have come back pretty big. So they're suggesting that anyone, whether it's a business or just a person anyway, who makes a lot of ACH transactions, you want to review your email procedures on any system that might be connected to any computer that you're using to do financial work. I know over the last couple of weeks here, especially not the last, probably about the last, yeah, week, we, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks or so, I've probably received maybe 40 to 50 emails with that subject line saying that your ACH transaction has been canceled. And looking at it, it was sent out to a whole bunch of other broadcasters. And a number of these broadcasters actually answered it. In fact, one person answered it telling us not to answer it. They typed back in and responded to everybody saying something along the lines of, you know, this is a scam, don't respond to it, but they're responding by doing that. So if you see these types of things, for me, I just deleted them all because I knew it wasn't anything that I had worried about anyway. And quite frankly, if it was something real important, somebody eventually would have got on the phone and called me about it. So I didn't worry too much about it, just deleted them. That's probably the safest way to do that. Just get rid of them. Don't open them. Don't check any attachments. Don't do anything like that. I've heard some stories, and even some stories locally, of some different organizations and stuff losing large sums of money through these types of things. You know, normally this time of the year we talk a lot about things to be careful of during the holidays. You know, we're such a, you know, you keep hearing rumblings that someday there'll just never be money anymore, which I hope never happens, because there's something empowering about having actual good old green cash in your hands, even though that green cash ain't worth what it used to be. But there's something to having that, you know, in your pocket. But, you know, a lot of folks, the younger generation especially, a lot of those folks, I swear they just don't care anymore if they ever see cash again. Everything's done with a card, debit card, credit card, you know, whatever. But, you know, and there are certain protections, you know, when it comes to credit cards and things when you do make purchases. And it seems to come up every year about this time because of the holiday shopping season. And so many people do their shopping that way. You know, whether it's, you know, in some cases online or stopping into stores, it seems like everybody's paying with plastic, which isn't the worst thing in the world because it does offer you certain protections because you can challenge certain credit card transactions and things too. Debit cards are a little bit different. That's a debit card is not a credit card, but even though it looks the same, make sure you understand the differences with those. But, you know, there are ways to avoid different types of consumer problems during this time of the year as well. You know, and returns, layaways, things like that. You know, stores have individual policies on those types of things. So when you're out doing your shopping, make sure you understand what the store's refund and exchange and credit program is like. There's no state law that requires stores to give a refund. That's something that they would do on their own. So, you know, whether you're buying or putting something on layaway, keep in mind that they're, you need to be aware of the local policy in that particular store. You know, for those folks who do buy some things online, you want to shop with reputable companies and make sure the seller lists an address or a toll-free number, because if you do have a problem, you're going to need to figure out a way to get a hold of them. The purchases, make sure they're refundable if you're not satisfied, and you want to get all the details on shipping and handling fees, the refund and return policies, and their complaint procedures as well. Seems like there's so much more to worry about there, too, when you're doing those types of things online. But, you know, that goes for local purchases and things, too, when you're using your credit card. Mail orders and things, if you order gifts by mail or telephone through websites and things, there are certain protections there, too. And then gift certificates and gift cards sometimes come up as well. You know, find out the retailer's policy if you're thinking about buying a gift certificate or a gift card. If the retailer will give a credit or cash return if the purchase price is less than the value of a gift certificate of an item that someone wants, or, you know, or their terms that the store places on their certificates. Money on a gift card can't expire for at least 5 years from the date of purchase or the last date you loaded any additional funds onto the card. And retailers can charge inactivity fees only after a card has been inactive for at least a year, and they can charge you only once per month. And the card's expiration date also has to be clearly disclosed, and the fees have to be clearly disclosed on the card or on the card's packaging, too. So a lot of issues and stuff dealing there, too. You know, the bottom line on a lot of that stuff is just be aware with regard to the consumer issues. Be aware beforehand of what the policies are so there are no questions that come up later. And again, with regard to this other deal, too, if you see any emails come through that say canceled ACH transaction, I suppose it's entirely possible that you could have an ACH transaction that you've done that may have been canceled, but I'd say it's probably safe just to delete it and not worry about it. Again, if there's an issue, I bet your bank will call you about it. And I bet when the bank calls you, it'll probably be someone that you know. Hopefully it'll be a local bank. It'll be someone that you know and that you know you can trust, too. But keep an eye. Be vigilant about those types of things. Boy, the last thing you want to do is turn what should be a happy time of the year into a real disaster for both you and your family and your business in some cases, too. If you have any questions about that type of thing, too, especially that scam that's running around, you can contact your local authorities. They're well aware of some of these things, and they've been investigating and looking into some of these issues because they have had some complaints from some different businesses and individuals about this. So check on that kind of stuff. And again, if you're not sure, if it's not something that you're aware of, you know how these things go. You know what your mailbox looks like. You know how much of that mail in there is stuff that you never asked to be sent to you. Your email box is pretty much the same thing. The great majority of stuff that you get, you never solicited, and you sometimes have absolutely no idea where the stuff is coming from. So be very careful and make sure you don't fall victim to something, because I'm telling you, with credit card issues and stuff, there are certain protections. But if someone gets into your bank account and takes your money that way, they may as well have just taken the wallet right out of your pocket walking down the street. You will not get it back. It's gone. So be very careful about those kinds of things. I need to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning. What's going on down at W&S Suppliance? Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. I got freezers testing upright. Got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Do have 1 5-cubic-foot chest freezer with some slight damage. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. We will test your water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Suppliance and enjoy it. Soft water all the time. Dehumidifiers in stock. Got lots of refrigerators. More coming tomorrow. Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, Frigidaire Estate. Got a very good selection of models, colors, and sizes, and prices. Some closeouts on some select models with the French door with bottom freezer and side-by-sides. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Just like anything else, you lock your door at night, I hope, when you go to bed. Make sure you lock up all your finances and stuff, too, and lock those down tight. Make sure nobody can sneak in the back door and try to take what's yours. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.